Okay, on this Ag Report today, it's during National FFA Week, and I'm visiting with two outstanding young FFA students from Salisbury High School. I'm talking to Allison Bender. Allison, what office do you hold?
I hold the office of chapter president.
Ag on the Move is a program you have here. Talk a little bit about that.
Ag on the Move was a new program that I was really excited to implement in our FFA chapter in elementary school this year. It has allowed us to interact with third graders at the elementary school and go over lessons over a 10-week span to teach them about agriculture and let them know where their food actually comes from, because even in a rural town like Salisbury, a lot of kids are misinformed about where their food comes from.
Do they seem to enjoy learning about this?
Yes, they do. We act with them through activities and hands-on projects, which really get them excited about agriculture.
Is that something you think will be an annual event now?
Yes, I believe it will be. And we also have a Catholic school in our town, so we're planning to expand and reach out to them as well.
Talk a little bit about the accomplishments you've had since you've been in FFA.
Throughout FFA, I have been a participant in the Missouri Agribusiness Academy. I also have attended 2 years of national FFA bands and been on 3 qualifying state teams for contest.
I'm going to visit right now with Megan Edwards. Megan, I know we talked earlier that your brother is Cole Edwards, the past state president, and I got to visit with him several different times during his tour as president. What are some of the accomplishments you've had?
I got to participate in the HiMax Academy, which allowed the top 100 incoming sophomores in FFA to go down to Camp Rising Sun and learn about advocating for agriculture. And I have also placed in state for public speaking in Division I, and that was actually my first time ever public speaking, so I'm really proud of that.
You have some activities coming up in the spring here at Salisbury. Allison and Megan, do one of you want to talk about those?
One more activity we have is that we are actually going to clean up our trap range, and we're going to put in new gun racks and new benches and make the gun house more clean and pretty.
Trap shooting and shooting sports in general is big, not only in FFA, but 4-H as well. I've talked to a lot of the leaders and members that do that, and it seems like girls are really, really involved in that. And most of the groups I talk to, the girls can outshoot the guys. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely right.
We all agree then. Okay. Thanks, ladies. Congratulations on all you've accomplished. Look forward to visiting with you. I'll be down at State Convention, so I look forward to looking you guys up, and we'll do some interviews down there, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.